Belinda Audio and Canongate Books present this unabridged recording of
The Art of Dying by Ambrose Parry. Read for you by Brian Dick, Louise Brearley, and Jane McKenna.
Prologue. There is not a woman in this realm who does not understand what it is to be afraid. No, not even she who reigns over us, for she was not born sovereign. She was born a girl, and that is why I can be sure that even she has known the fear and helplessness of being subject to man's dominion. Every woman has felt the fear that derives from her own weakness before men whose greater power derives from a stature that is not merely physical. Many men have held power over me. They were not great men. Oftentimes they were not even strong men. For in this world, you need to be neither of those things to exercise your will upon the weak and helpless. Or at least upon those who have come to believe that they are weak and helpless. In my life, I have learned much about treachery and deceit. But surely the cowardliest trick of all is that of persuading someone that they have no power when you know the opposite to be true. In order to survive, it is thus vital that a woman should learn to assuage her fear. She must recognize and harness her power. But this must be done with subtlety, without intimidation, without overt threat. It is the lot of remarkable women that the world will not know our names. That we might not take the true plaudits for our achievements, though they outstrip the deeds of men. We must exercise our power unseen. As women, we may not venture forth alone beyond the dusk. But I do not speak of time when I suggest that we must operate in the twilight. I speak of the interstice, the places between the darkness and light, the blind spots in men's vision. You wish to know how I could have done what I did, how I could have taken so many lives without arousing the merest suspicion. The answer lies within yourselves. It's easy to hide in the plain sight of those who do not consider your presence worthy of notice.